May it please the Court, Your Honors. Jeremiah Morgan on behalf of the Director. The issue in this case is whether a credit card company is manufacturing a product by communicating financial information and transactions. It is not. The General Assembly never intended for a credit card company, or a financial institution for that matter, to be the manufacturer of a product. This Court has recently been asked in several cases to determine whether different types of businesses are manufacturers of products, all in cases which they're not generally considered manufacturers. And in each instance, this Court has followed both the plain language of the statute and common sense. In Brinker, Aquila, and Union Electric, for example, the taxpayers argued that preparing food in restaurants, convenience stores, and supermarkets, respectively, was the manufacturing of products. It was not. In Fred Weber, it was road paving. In Phoenix Construction and Ben-Hur, it was construction. Also, not the manufacturing of a product. Here, the taxpayers seek to stretch the law even further, arguing that merely an electronic yes or no answer to a credit card transaction produces a new product, literally, millions and millions every day. This cannot be. It is nothing like the industrial connotation contemplated by the manufacturing exemptions or strict construction. And the use of computers to communicate information, including financial information, is so ubiquitous that the taxpayer's argument would effectively swallow all other exemptions, to say nothing of tax and use law, sales tax.
Now, you didn't mention the Southwestern Bell 1 or 2 cases as following common sense. Do you think they didn't?
I think they followed the line originating in Bridge Data. Those were certainly on the edge of what might be considered manufacturing product. I would go back to this concept. One, Southwestern Bell was different in the sense of there the court recognized that what came into the system, so to speak, is different than what came out. Here, that's not true. The same transaction, the same information is the same at the beginning as it is at the end. And to that point, there was a stipulation in the commission that said, MasterCard does not alter the information in the transaction. MasterCard does not alter the data sent through its network, as altering the data raises issues concerning the message's integrity. So the message, the information, the data never changed through that process. They used it and they transmitted it, they communicated it, but it didn't change. So that's a difference with Southwestern Bell. In addition, I would say it is in part based upon a premise that originated in Bridge Data, which is the court or the commission has the responsibility to update the tax laws. And that's just not true. As this court recognized in IBM. And for that reason, Bridge Data was abrogated, substantially abrogated in its entirety. And I think the evidence of that is even further compelling with the recent passage of Section 144.810. In that, the legislature, the General Assembly, specifically provided for, quote, entities that engage in data processing, hosting, and related services. So the legislature, the General Assembly, knows how to exempt these types of businesses when they want to. In fact, throughout the statutes, there's repeated references to financial institutions, credit cards, transactions, communication of information, but none of that shows up in Section 144.054. Instead, it is manufacturing, processing, mining, fabricating, and so forth. And if we take the taxpayers' theory or argument to its conclusion, really it would eliminate all the other exemptions. For example, 144.030 has as one of its subparts, it exempts computers and equipment used in printing or used in producing newspapers published for dissemination of news to the general public. If their theory is correct, that collating information in a computer and then providing that is the manufacturing of a product, then that provision is completely irrelevant, not important anymore. Because in 144.054, it already provides for machinery, equipment, gas, electric, water, all manner of things that are subject to exemption, and would eliminate that. In addition, Chapter 148 of the statutes specifically provides for tax provides tax statutes and exemptions for financial institutions. So the General Assembly, which already provided for financial institutions in a separate statute, would be effectively undermining that by the court concluding that transmitting information, particularly financial information, is the manufacturing of a product. The consequences, of course, are more than significant. I put a hypothetical in my brief relating to lawyers, right? That certainly lawyers, and as I said, computer use is so ubiquitous that everyone gathers and organizes information in their computers. And even lawyers gather, sometimes not so well, but gather information in their computers. And they produce or they create an output that is different than what they bring in. And if that's the manufacturing of product, which is the ultimate conclusion of what the taxpayers are arguing here, then really there is no end. There is no end to that theory. This court, I think, reasonably, in the line of cases that have developed over the last 4 or 5 years, have reasonably determined that you have to look at more than just, are they making something? Is this the kind of industry? Is this the kind of thing that the General Assembly intended when they passed manufacturing exemptions, and not try to adjust the tax or the language of the statute to meet modern day changes in technology? That's what IBM and other cases have rejected in terms of that theory that bridge data advanced, It's evidenced by the, as I said, Section 144.810, where the legislature knows how to address data storage, data analysis in a separate statute. The the plain language of the statute, in this case, 144.054, says nothing about transactions, says nothing about finances. It merely says the manufacturing, processing, compounding, mining, or producing of any product, not the organizing, communicating, or transfer of any information.
So aren't they processing? Isn't MasterCard processing the credit request?
Yes, in the most generic sense, they are processing. Just as we stand here today, we process lots of information. They are processing in that in the general sense, but are they processing a product consistent with Section 144.054, which is part of the manufacturing? They haven't claimed processing. They're claiming manufacturing. But are they manufacturing a process, manufacturing a product as contemplated in that statute? Now, given these statutes were originally drafted in 1939 and in the 40s, so I think people would be surprised, certainly, to believe that banks, what they do on a daily basis, might be considered manufacturing a product. Certainly, they would never have considered that at the time. And most people wouldn't consider it now. If you went and asked, are banks, when you go to the teller or when you go online and you communicate a transaction and they are communicating that transaction to other entities, is that the manufacturing of product?
But are they transmitting transaction or processing it? If you're purchasing something from MasterCard and you use your credit card and they decide, They look at their information in their computers and they say approved or not approved.
Right.
Is that then not? It's not just a transmission of information; it is a decision, or at least a processing decision, that determines that changes the actual communication. I want to purchase this.
It doesn't change the transaction. It doesn't change the information. In fact, that's what they stipulated to, that they are not changing the information. They are communicating that information for sure. And they may be saying yes or no to something like that, but that would be true of every use of a computer, every use of technology. At some level, there's a yes or no. There is an acceptance or an authorization, or there is something like that. And that would be true of a bank as well.
You're saying it has to be processing a product.
Yeah, you have to be processing a product.
Not just a process.
Right. That it is beyond just the communication of a transaction or the communication of information. It has to be the processing or the manufacturing of a product consistent with the statute.
Do you think we have two lines of inconsistent cases? There's the trial judge talk or the
commission.
Commission talked about two sets of cases, older cases and then the newer cases which you relied on. Are they consistent or can they be made consistent?
Yes, I think they can be. I think that they can be read together consistently. Certainly, those the line of cases that developed or began with Bridge Data and ended with Southwestern Bell, that was based upon 144.030, and it dealt with what is used directly in producing a product, and so there was different language involved in there. But the manufacturing example in general is the same. But I would say they can be construed consistently. For example, in each one of those, I would take DST and Concord Publishing and so forth. In each one of those, the organization of the information on the computer was in connection with the production of a product, ultimately. Whether it was a newspaper or, in the case of DST, it was the production of tens of millions of packages for their customers that they sold. It was, and that's why I say with respect to Southwestern Bell, that's where we get to the edge of whether or not, maybe they're not consistent when we get to the edge of Southwestern Bell. But I think that they can be construed consistently in what I said, and that is, it's different here where Southwestern Bell recognized that something that went in was different than what came out. here, that's not true. The same transaction is the same information as at the beginning as it was at the end. Nothing's being changed there.
So the product can be intangible.
Yeah, and I don't know what intangible means. But there are many references to intangible products. And certainly, you think of IBM or software companies who produce lots of products that they sell to the consumers as a program or something like that. That may be a different case. So I don't know exactly what intangible property is. It may be that it is covered, but we don't. I would say we don't have that really here. We have a service, which is its own issue that is developed as to whether or not a service should be considered a product. But for our purposes, I don't think we need to get there. This is consistent with the cases that this course has decided, and consistent with the statute in this case, in the plain language statute. Financial institutions were never covered, and as a consequence, this court should reverse the Administrative Hearing Commission.
It's interesting, your examples, for example, the newspaper example. Mm-hmm. The industry knows how to get statutes passed.
Definitely.
When they wanted to affect them.
They do.
I assume the financial institutions are a fairly conversant
pretty
group
powerful
when it comes to
lobby
legislation.
Yeah.
If they wanted something done, or they want to reform the statutes, they can do it. As far as we're concerned, we're a court interpreting 1930s and 40s statutes in the year 2016.
Yeah, and Your Honor, I couldn't agree more that certainly they know how to get language through the legislature. And in fact, in response, I think, to Concord Publishing, we have the newspaper exception in the statute now.
Right.
And that's also true. Well, it's also true. There's another provision in there for architectural firms and engineering firms, both of which use computers and organize information. If that were the criteria, that exemption would be totally superfluous as well. So, thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Any other questions?
May it please the court. Judges, there is only one issue in this case, and it is an issue of first impression. Whether producing intangible products by organizing information through computer technology is manufacturing under the new exemptions of Section 144.054. The Commission found that the activity here is manufacturing under the new manufacturing exemption, relying on 25 years of this court's precedent holding that the same activity is manufacturing under the traditional exemptions of Section 144.030.
What are they manufacturing?
I'm sorry?
What are they producing? What's the manufactured end product?
The manufactured end product includes a number of things, Your Honor. As you know from the record in this case, MasterCard engages in what they call ACS systems, approval, settlement.
What's the product?
The product in every case, Your Honor, is an intangible product.
And what is that, information or what?
Yes, that is information that MasterCard provides to its customers. As I said before, the ACS services authorization, clearing settlement, their stand-in, in control, fraud scoring, and warehousing. The commission found below that these products that are generated millions of times a day, that these products are identical to the products that were produced in Bridge Data, in DST Systems, in IBM, in Southwestern Bell 1, and in Southwestern Bell 2. So the director would argue that all is given is a yes or no answer, but the products go far beyond that. First of all, to arrive at a yes or no answer, you have to organize information through computer technology to determine whether it's appropriate to approve a transaction. You have to use very powerful, very high-speed computers that are processing trillions of transactions over the course of a year to arrive at the decisions regarding stand-in, where MasterCard authorizes the sale or purchase of property, where MasterCard engages in control, limiting the sale or purchase of property, where MasterCard engages in fraud scoring, where it determines whether or not a particular transaction is potentially fraudulent, and in warehousing, where MasterCard aggregates data like spending patterns and so forth to make reports. So, until now, Your Honors, all this court's cases interpreting the new manufacturing exemptions have involved tangible products. This court has never interpreted the new manufacturing exemption in a case involving intangible products like this. In all of Judge Wilson.
Is an intangible product distinguishable from a service? And if so, how?
I think a service can be such something such as what the director argued in his first point, that is the approval process. When MasterCard is not acting as a stand-in, then MasterCard does not alter the information and simply transmits information from one entity to the other. Okay. But in terms of a product, we're talking about such things as providing these warehousing functions where the data that MasterCard has aggregated is used to make reports and to do such things as give forecasts and investment reports to its customers. So
wouldn't, historically, wouldn't anything accountants did or lawyers did, as the opposing counsel has argued, be manufacturing of data? And so they could have been claiming this exemption all this time but have not?
Well, you're talking about such a small scale, and what...
Well, some law firms are pretty big.
Well, I doubt that those law firms employ thousands of Missouri employees and actually deal with data that requires the kind of power that would support a city of 30,000 people. I think what happens here, in addition, is that the very activity that MasterCard has been engaging in has been approved by this court as being manufacturing for the past 25 years. If you look at the line of cases from Bridge Data, IBM, DST Systems, Bell 1, and Bell 2, all of these cases hold that intangible products are within the manufacturing exemptions of Section 144.030. And none of those cases have held that it was necessary to produce a tangible product. And in all of those cases as well, this court has held that organizing information through computer technology is manufacturing. Now,
they are manufacturing data, which is a product that can be sold and is sold for marketing purposes. For example, if I buy a a newspaper, and when newspaper I buy using MasterCard, they could record that and sell that to someone to say, well, this is what he buys, and this is a product, and we'll sell you that product of the data, so you can use it to market something else to me.
This is correct, Your Honor. But as the director has pointed out with regard to the so-called later cases, the court recognizes that in all of these cases, the court relied on prior interpretations of the term manufacturing under the traditional exemptions. And this makes perfect sense because the court has consistently held that the meaning of the term manufacturing is the same under both the traditional exemption and the new exemption. Even the director's own regulations under the new exemption specifically refer to the definition of manufacturing under the traditional exemption. And thus, Ben-Hur and Fred Weber were correctly decided under the new exemption because this court in Blevins Asphalt Construction specifically held that construction activity by end users is not manufacturing under the traditional exemption. Likewise, Aquila and Unit Electric were correctly decided because in Brinker, this court specifically held that cooking is not manufacturing under the traditional exemption. And finally, AAA Laundry was correctly decided because in Unitog, this court specifically held that washing clothes was not manufacturing under the traditional exemption. In all of these newer tangible product cases, the taxpayers were attempting to expand the definition of manufacturing to include activities that this court had specifically excluded under the traditional exemption.
So KC Pizza, if you microwave a pizza, that's manufacturing. It's just processing.
That is not manufacturing, Your Honor, and it is perfectly consistent with the court's rulings both in under the traditional exemption and under the new exemption.
And your opponent keeps us worried about the actions that attorneys do could fall within this definition of manufacturing if we agree with your position. And the only thing I can think of is, you know, an attorney, a family law attorney who's given the income information from both the mother and the father and other information regarding cost of child care and other factors, and plugs that into a Form 14 on their computer and produces a Form 14. Is that manufacturing?
No, and you see, the attorney's product is not achieved by processing information through computer technology. The attorney's computer is in the attorney's head. The attorney uses computers to do research and to get information. But ultimately, what the attorney does is done by the attorney, him or herself. The director's argument is just an effort to frighten this court. Their argument basically is everybody who uses a computer then would be entitled to the exemption. Well, that's completely untrue. What we're talking about is this court relying on 25 years of its own precedent and how each of these cases makes sense and each of them are consistent with the commission's decision in this case.
A law firm does take the knowledge of the lawyer and produces memorandum of law. And so when a law firm, you may take 100 hours to produce a memorandum of law on a certain particular area, but when it then talks to another client and says, well, we're experts in the field. We have these memorandum of law, which we've already created, which we could make put to do it cheaper, provide this service cheaper to you because we've already created these memorandum of law, which are products.
This is true, Your Honor.
And so, therefore, we're marketing that. We can sell this product to you, not necessarily sell it, but you're hiring us because we have this expertise, because we've already done this before, and these are our products. These are our memorandum of law.
Yes. Well, in this case, manufacturers, state-of-the-art Missouri facilities, data processing and command centers have high-speed and very powerful computers operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to manufacture millions of these products. They're processed by thousands of Missouri employees and sold to millions of customers. And for the past quarter century, this court has held that this activity is manufacturing.
But if we held for you, I think the concern is, what does that mean? Does everybody who uses a computer in their business to help sell their products, are they going to then not owe tax on on their computer because it's equipment used in production of any product. If I give you an estimate of what the cost is going to be for something by punching numbers in my adding machine, much less in my computer, is that manufacturing of that estimate? Because that's a product, isn't it? I mean, is the brief, the accounting, you know, taking all the information and coming up with estimates of taxes or with recommendations of what? Where's the line if we accept your argument?
Well, there are a couple of lines, but let me begin by this, Your Honor. First of all, in 25 years of this court's precedent, the court has said that under the circumstances of those cases, which are directly analogous to the facts here. As a matter of fact, as you recall, the commission found that the facts of this case are virtually indistinguishable from the facts in Bridge Data, in DST Systems, in Bell 1 and Bell 2. And so there, you have to look at the specific facts of every case. Also, I would say this is that you have to look at the scope and the scale of the activity. And so that an individual sitting in their home office using an adding machine or using the, let's say, the adding functions on their computer to arrive at some kind of answer, that is not the kind of computer technology to organize information that these cases have specifically.
But why not? What's the
distinction? Distinction is scale. And so how is that individual different in that one transaction that they're doing? That would be the difference.
Before yes, you run out of time, could you address Commissioner Dandamudi's conclusion that the sale of the software is not taxable because it's not a tangible personal product?
I believe that particular point has been withdrawn, Your Honor.
Okay.
So as I was saying, though, Judge, the MasterCard facts are virtually indistinguishable from the facts of Bridge Data and the line of cases that follow it. And as a matter of fact, the director did not even attempt to distinguish the relevant facts of Bridge Data and those cases from the relevant facts here. And that's most likely because the commission found that MasterCard's facts could not be distinguished from the facts of Bridge Data, IBM, DST Systems, Bell 1, or Bell 2, and that's at page 19 of the commission's decision. And under section 621.193, this court must accept those factual findings because they were based on stipulated evidence. Also, the director cannot explain why the same activity that qualifies as manufacturing under the traditional exemption does not qualify as manufacturing under the new exemption. Instead, the director flatly dismisses this court's cases as being unreasonable and absurd without explanation. The director misses the point here. The director has not cited a single case holding that organizing information through computer technology is not manufacturing either under the traditional exemption or the new exemption because no such case exists. And instead of making a persuasive argument to you, he tries to make this frightening argument to the court and claiming that this will result in some influx of claims by everyone who owns a computer. But it's difficult to see how the state could be disadvantaged by permitting qualified taxpayers, as we have here, from claiming a legitimate exemption for activity that has been repeatedly affirmed by this court. The commission could not and did not ignore those rulings that the definition of manufacturing under the new manufacturing exemption is identical to the term under the traditional exemption. And the commission's decision is consistent with every one of the decisions made by this court. The court should affirm the commission's decision.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Layton, Mr. Shaw describes very well what the law is today and the 25 years of precedent. If we go your route with respect to law firms or, for example, HOK, an architectural firm, did the architectural work for stadium. And then they probably sold that to other cities saying, here, we can give you the same stadium plans and prints and because we did it before. Are we not necessarily, if we follow Mr. Shaw's line, we're staying in a tried and true area. If we start going down your area, it opens up the whole world to to a different law.
I don't think so, Your Honor. I'm not suggesting that the court open up a whole new area. In fact, when counsel argued, he began by saying this is a case of first impression. Right? This is a case in which they have argued, and this is exactly from the argument that was just made, the product is information it provides to a customer. That's it. I mean, information provided to a customer. That's their definition of product. And if that's the case, then really there is no end to what is the manufacturing. And we have to step back and also appreciate that Mr. Ellinger said in the first argument, you know, let me end by saying this is how this should be construed. I want to make sure that it's clear how this should be construed. This is a tax exemption and is not to be construed broadly. It's intended to be construed strictly against the taxpayer. And so as we look at the language, the manufacturer of a product, and the suggestion is the product is any information that it provides to a customer, I would characterize that as not strict construction, not a narrow construction.
So do we have to overrule IBM and DST and some of the other cases?
No, I don't think we have to overrule those. I think I can go through each one of them and talk about how they're different. One, of course, IBM largely abrogated bridge data and the theory upon which it was based. And in those cases, ultimately, there was a product that was produced. I'll take bridge data, for example, where it begins. The court in that case talks about how the company had collected information, materials from many different sources and then combined them and did the analysis and sold that product to their customer. And that's not what we have here. What we have here is they're getting a transaction. They're transmitting that transaction. It's the exact same transaction from the beginning until the end. It doesn't change. They're doing different things to it. They're acknowledging it, or they're distributing it, or something. But it's the same information. It's the same data from the beginning to the end, which was not the case with bridge data, and which is not the case with respect to DST, where they collected all this information and then they produced tens of millions of packages for their customers that accumulated all that information and provided that to their customers.
Can you address also the distinction Mr. Shaw made between an individual versus sort of the larger scale use of financial?
And this is sort of, I've actually made this argument in the past, and that is manufacturing contemplates an industrial nature. And certainly MasterCard is big. There's no doubt about that. But if they're, and so maybe they're trying to expressly limit themselves to, you know, large and not small scale. But their argument is that that manufacturing of a product includes any provision of information, and I don't know how you draw the line there. I mean, you can sort of feel it out a little bit, but there are huge law firms, there are huge accounting firms, and all of which, you know, have hundreds. I mean, I came from a very large firm, and we had thousands of employees in the state of Missouri, and they all used computers, they all communicated, and there was information going back and forth.
How have other states handled this MasterCard deal?
I'm not aware that no state has ever authorized in a situation like this that this is the manufacturer of product, MasterCard, you know, communicating transactions. There's no authority out there that supports that.
It seems to me we're back to the economic theory Mr. Ellinger didn't think much of, which is the tax exemption envisions that there will be a taxable product at the end of the chain.
Right.
And we shouldn't double tax along the way.
Right. That's the.
But where the end of the chain is a service.
Yeah. And is not taxable.
Then where does that rationale leave us? That none of this gets taxed, and the end product at the end of the day doesn't get taxed.
I don't know where that ends us, because and part of the fundamental problem is that at some point along the line, I think it was IBM said, a product can include a tangible personal property and a service. Now, there's no real support for that, and in fact, there was a dissent that said, how is that possible? That's intended to be that. But ultimately, so I don't know where it ends in that respect. But I will say this, the last two things before I sit down. The legislature can and has addressed these types of situations, and we ought to leave it to the legislature to address. In fact, as recently as this past year, 144.810, they specifically provided an exemption for data processing, and internet services. So they know how to do it, and it's not for this court or the commission to, you know, adopt or expand the language to cover modern technologies. As much as we may want to, it's not to do that, specifically when it's an exemption and subject to strict construction. Thank you.
Thank you. Case will be submitted.